listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. A cybersecurity expert isn't buying Qantas's explanation for yesterday's app glitch. Frequent flyers were able to see other people's personal data, which the airline is putting down to a system update gone wrong. But scam assist Simon Smith thinks this sounds more like a data breach.
Records in a database are one-to-one, and you wouldn't imagine that if they're sending out a newsletter or something, that there's no reason for you to have details of 5 or 10 other people. It's just not normal. So I don't think that they've been truly transparent with the public.
Thousands have gathered at candlelit vigils around the nation overnight to remember the women we've lost to domestic violence this year. It's as $1 billion has been committed by Canberra to combat the surge of violence. The money will help victims escape to a secure location and give them $5,000. The ambulance ramping ban continues to be a success, at least according to Ambulance Tasmania. It's taken an average of 54 minutes for patients to be transferred from the ambulance to the emergency department since the one-hour transfer of care protocol was introduced. But the Health and Community Services Union's Robbie Moore says it's still early days.
We have had some issues still at the Royal in the last couple of days where we did see some patients unfortunately ramped for 3 hours in one case and 4 hours in another. But we've worked through those.
And the Defence Minister is heading to Hawaii today to meet with his US and Japanese counterparts. Richard Marles is booked in for a trilateral meeting tonight to discuss strengthening defence ties, particularly in the Indo-Pacific. To sport now, in the first ever Thursday night showdown between the Crows and Power kicks off round 8 action at Adelaide Oval. Crows coach Matthew Nix confident his side can cause another upset.
We enjoy the fight and we enjoy the battle, and showdowns are always that. And you know, maybe that's given us the opportunity to get a good outcome in the last couple.
Port captain Connor Rosie has been named just 6 days after straining his hamstring. Jeremy Finlayson has missed out.